And if you watched any of the Olympics last night, I watched it. Was that American skater? Did he go out and did he drink before he went out? Here's a kid who, in every other competition, does quadruple axels, triple axels. This kid was falling more yesterday. It looked like me trying to walk out to my car in ice, except I don't fall. He fell a million times. He's out of the running, gone. The lead American female downhill skier, gone, out. She didn't even get to the podium. But we're not going to kick him out. We'll bring in Mike Cosby because he gets the gold medal today because he's got sports. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning. What skier fell?
Some woman.
Oh, wasn't Lindsey Vonn yet?
No, she didn't fall. She just had a bad run. She got really sick before the run, and she missed getting a medal by 0.6 of a second.
Who, Lindsey Vonn?
No, Lindsey Vonn.
Oh, somebody else.
Yeah, no. No, no, not Lindsey Vonn. No.
Even money, Lindsey Vonn falls today.
Anyways, yeah, no. So that was the most exciting thing that I saw last night.
But they had a drunk skater?
No, but he looked like it. He just couldn't stand his feet.
Oh,
it was sad. You know, that's one thing I'll say. When you're a skater doing that thing and you're on the ice and there's 20,000 people around you and you're the only one out there and you fall, if it were me, you know what I'd do? I'd just get up and say, okay, I'm not going to get a medal. Thank you all for coming. I'm going to skate off.
Oh, well, I'm sure they'll have somebody to blame for it.
All right. So now, where do you want to go in sports before we go to horse racing?
You could stay in the Olympics. The hockey team won yesterday 2-1. They beat Slovakia. Oh, well. Okay. To real sports that matters, to the NHL, the Rangers lost again, got shut out again, this time by the Islanders. Season's over, Ranger fans. I don't care how you want to paint it. The season is over.
Oh, yeah.
You're in last place. You just got whitewashed by the Islanders. There is no hope. The Rangers took 50 shots on goal yesterday against the Islanders. Halak stopped every single one of them. A lot of them were what I call milk crate stops, where you can be sitting on a milk crate and stop them. They were not tested shots. They were just shots on goal. The Ranger season's over. Expect some dumping to go on. Get rid of some guys. Probably the top guy you're going to see that's going to walk out is Rick Nash. And hopefully... They get rid of the coach, they get rid of the GM, they do everything that the Giants did this year because the Rangers need a total overhaul. The window, as they call it, is closed, and they need to rebuild for the future, and the future could be distant, depending on how they do it. Speaking of futures, the Devils' future continues to move in the right direction. They beat a team they should beat yesterday in Carolina 5-2. So with every win the Devils get, brings themselves closer to solidifying a playoff spot. So, tale of three cities here. The Rangers are down and out. The Islanders are down, and the Devils just keep on treading water. So, a story that will continue. The Islanders go to Carolina and play tonight. The Rangers go to Ottawa and play Saturday afternoon. So, we'll see how the Rangers go. Saturday afternoon, they play in Ottawa, and Sunday afternoon, they're home against the Flyers. So by Sunday evening, the Rangers season should officially be over. With baseball, no big news yesterday going on. The Red Sox are looking to try to bring back, I think they did finally agree on it, bring back Eddie Nunez, who they had, went to the Giants last year, and I think he's coming back to Boston this year.
Did you see where the Red Sox players did in the story? They admitted that there was clubhouse tension last year. Well, no kidding, there was clubhouse tension last year. They were expected to do better. They didn't do better. They didn't put the team on the field that they should have put on the field, and it just didn't go right. And the Yankees.
Anytime you're expected to do well and you don't, there's going to be problems. When you have guys that are getting big paychecks and they're not putting out big results, you're going to have problems. Is it the player's fault they get the big paycheck? No. But, you know, you should produce. And a lot of big names with the Red Sox didn't produce. If it wasn't for the young guys last year, their season would have been even a lot worse than it was.
Yeah.
So a lot of question marks in Boston this year. The pitching staff, the lineup, there's a lot of question marks up there. Can they be good? Yeah, they can be good, but just as easily as they can be good, they can be bad too. But you don't know for another month, and you got to pay attention a little bit this year to some spring training with a couple of teams.
All right. Now, you said yesterday there's plenty of horse racing this weekend.
Yeah, the big three-year-olds at preps, as well as some accompanying stake races this weekend are big down at the fairgrounds. Last week it was at Tampa. This week's at the fairgrounds. So I'm just going to pick a few races because there's too many to do in our time slot. So the fifth race tomorrow is the Grade 3 Mineshaft. I think this race used to be a higher graded stake. I think they lowered it. Eight go to post tomorrow. The inside horse, Cedar Town, should get a nice trip. This horse just won the Louisiana Handicap down at the fairgrounds at 3-1. At the rail, this horse should work out a nice trip, like I said. I'm going to look for a little bit of a price. Another horse coming out of that race that Cedar Town won by two was the second-place horse, Scuba. This horse had a tougher trip, a wide trip, didn't start too well, and that 12-1 ran second in that race. So maybe Scuba can turn the tables this week on Cedar Town. Cedar Town has a real dumb morning line of 8-5. I don't think the horse is that much better than the rest of this field, but that just makes it a better betting opportunity if you like Scuba, who's 6-1. So a 3-1, 1-3 exact in the fifth race tomorrow at the fairgrounds. We're going to move on to the sixth race here, a real tough race, the 11th race, 1 1/16 on the turf. They're calling it the Al Stahl Memorial this year. It's the 50th running of it, but this race was obviously called something else because I don't remember this race from last year. Two horses I'm going to look at here. One is the 10-horse Halle Bell, trained by Mike Stidham. Since this horse put Lasix into the system, this horse got beat by a head and then rattled off three consecutive wins, one at Keeneland and two at the fairgrounds. This horse is undefeated at the fairgrounds. 12-1 morning line makes this horse a very attractive play, and I'm going to definitely use this horse. Another horse I'm going to use here is the 8-horse Malibu Bonnie, trained by Mark Case. Case is having a very good season down south this year. This horse hasn't run since October, but has run very, very well at the turf up at Woodbine. And if you haven't caught on right, these horses coming from Woodbine, whether they run on the poly or the turf, they come back running. And I expect Malibu Bonnie at 8-1 to come back running tomorrow, and she's going to be my top pick in this race. Mark Case has two horses in this race. Giada Vegas is another. The 3-horse down on the inside, been running good at the fairgrounds and coming from Woodbine as well. So I'm going to include that horse in my exacta box. So a 3-8-10 exacta box, but I'm going to go with Malibu Bonnie on top. The 3-year-old Philly Prep is the 7th race. It's the Rachel Alexandra going 1 1/16 on the main track. Two horses I'm looking at in here. One is the 2-horse, testing 1-2. The sire is Star Guitar, who is a super Louisiana-bred horse, and he's been dropping some good foals that have been coming out running. This is one of them. This horse has been running at the small track down there, Delta Downs, ran off 3 wins in a row, breaking maiden by 6, winning a stake by 16, and then coming back and winning by 4. This horse gets the acid test tomorrow. This horse could be that good. She's a runner. She's been running these tight turn races down at Delta, and I think she'll appreciate the move to the fairgrounds. So the 2, testing 1-2, is going to be a big play for me tomorrow. And I'm going to go with the 4-horse, Wonder Ghost, another Mark Case horse. this horse ran in the Breeders' Cup Juvenile Fillies, ran a kind of a middle-of-the-road race, got checked, had a tough trip, and ran 6 that day. Came back at Belmont, Aqueduct, and won the Demoiselle by 3 lengths, and then at the fairgrounds ran 2nd in Silver Bullet Day. So Wonder Godot is the 4-horse that I'm going to use with the 2, testing 1-2. And then that brings us to the counterpart of the Philly race, the Colt race tomorrow. That's the Risen Star. A tenor lining up for this race tomorrow, Kentucky Derby Prep. Your favorite's going to be the 5, Instilled Regard. This horse won the LeCompte. Year after year, you see these horses that win the LeCompte, which is the first 3-year-old race, get absolutely hammered at the window in the 2nd, the Risen Star, and usually don't do too well. I think this is going to be the same case tomorrow. Horse I like in this race is going to be the 1-horse, High North, 15-1, trade by Brad Cox. This horse just broke his maiden 2 back at Keeneland, prior to that, this horse ran second at Belmont, going a mile and a 16th, had all kinds of problems in the Kentucky Jockey Cup at Churchill Downs in November, fresh off the bench with a couple of nice works for Cox. This horse showed all kinds of ability. If you look at the running lines, there's some pretty decent horses in there. If you get anything near 15 to 1, I think you should just line up at the window and keep betting this horse tomorrow. So my top pick in the fairgrounds, Risen Star, is going to be the one High North. And then I'm going to go right next door to the two-horse Noble Indy, going to be my second play here. Todd Pletcher ships this horse over from Florida, won nicely down at Gulfstream Park in an optional 75 claimer after a maiden win. Two for two lifetime, nicely bred by Take Charge Indy out of a Storm Boot mare, so distance should not be a problem. And shortest distance between 2 points is a straight line, so I'm staying down on the inside. I'm going to take the one High North and the two Noble Indy tomorrow in the Risen Star. There's probably like three or four other stakes at the fairgrounds, so a nice day of racing down there tomorrow. Hopefully the weather will cooperate.